for bringing us safely over the highways, your traveling grace and traveling mercy being with us. Thank you for the blood tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for the people of God. Thank you for this great pastor, this great woman of God of this house, her husband, to all the saints, sisters, and pastors. Lord, those that help hold our arms up. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for life and it more abundantly. Thank you for being the sacrifice for us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and grace. Now, Lord, we pray that you would, Lord, anoint this word, God. It's your anointing that destroys the yoke. Without the anointing, we can do nothing, God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praise, God. We take none for ourselves. We ask that you would move in this house during this revival. Lord, call souls to come in. We decree, we declare tonight from the east to west, the north and the south, God, that you will fill this building. Lord, let them come in asking what must they do to be saved, God. Send revival. Send a moving of your spirit, God. Let the Holy Ghost fall upon us in a mighty way. God, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now give the Lord a good hand praise. Thank the Lord for the musician being here tonight, Sister Manetta. We praise God for her. Come on, give the pastor another good hand praise. Amen. Pastor Davis, amen too. I just call him Dad. Amen. Thank God for him tonight. All the saints. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. We appreciate the Lord for being here tonight. Amen. We do thank God for bringing us over the roads safe and sound. Amen. I think I outran the storms. By the time I got here, I think from down where I come from, down further south, amen, they said the storms was just coming in there. So we missed them, but I've enjoyed all the testimonies. Been some real beautiful testimonies in here tonight of what God is doing. Who was the one testifying about their mother, keeping their mother? You the one testified about your mother? Your mom? Okay, I think your mother, you say your mother failed, but you said you was keeping your mother. Your mother-in-law, come up here, let me pray for you. It takes something to care for elderly people. And we're in a generation now, I tell anybody around my age, you better have God. Because we're in a generation where most young folks ain't thinking about taking care of no old people. I'm just going to tell the truth. Can I tell the truth tonight? Most young people ain't finna be bothered with taking, not even their own. Not even their own. But you have set your heart to take care of your mother-in-law. Amen. I took care of my mama. I was there. Amen. I wouldn't put my mama or my dad in the nursing home. My dad, I took care of him. I saw him take his last breath. And I saw my mama take her last breath. But I was there. And sometimes it was a hard job when you ain't got nobody to help you. And ain't that I didn't have plenty of family, because it was 12 girls and one boy of us. I had family, but everybody don't got a heart to take care of people. When you go to dealing with older people that's fighting Alzheimer's and they forget stuff, and it's more than forgetting stuff when it comes to Alzheimer's. All my life, can I just talk for just a minute? I'm going to preach. But all my life I heard people saying they got Alzheimer's, and when it came to Alzheimer's, I just thought they just forgot your name for a day. But honey, it's so much more that comes with that. They become violent. They will tear up the house. Then they will accuse you of doing stuff that you don't do. And it takes a love. It takes the love of God to take care of people when they fighting something like that. I'm going to pray that God going to strengthen you. Not only that, God going to bless you. There's a blessing coming your way, honey. You ain't even seen. You ain't even asked for it. But God going to give you a blessing because of your heart to see it, your mother-in-law. God going to bless you. And you know what? When you get older, God going to send somebody to help take care of you. You'll never be without somebody helping you. Stretch your hand toward this. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I strengthen her for the task, God. Lord, I know what it is to take care of elderly people, to feed them, to bathe them. Lord, to have respect for them. Lord, even they feel like nobody cares, God, but even, Lord, to show them that you care, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I plead the blood, I strengthen her, God. Lord, and I speak a blessing to come her way, an unexpected blessing that she wasn't looking for. Send a miracle her way. Meet every need that she has to be met. Lord, when she may not even have to work a job, send in the finances in Jesus' name. Bless her household. Bless her hands that everything she put her hands to do, let it be blessed. In the name of Jesus, I call it done by faith. Somebody give the Lord a good hand praise tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We're thanking God tonight. I'm telling you, God is good. Amen. He's real good, too. Amen. I was a school teacher teaching Head Start. That's what I was doing when my dad and mom got sick, so I had to quit my job to take care of them. And then my brother got sick, too. I've been taking care of him. But God done blessed it where I could get him right in a place ain't 2 miles away from my home where I can see at him every day and sit with him. And that was the blessing of God to do that for me. And I certainly thank him. We raised him, me and my husband raising 5 grandchildren. And the system said they didn't have no help for grandparents. I ain't never seen nothing like that before in my life. I be saying, how do they have all these foster homes putting kids in? And when your own take your own in, they said they don't have no program to help you on your own. Grandparents have to do it themselves. But anyway, God, we ain't never went hungry. We done always had a roof over our head. The bills been paid. God been blessing. And this year we had one we've raised this. Graduated, 18 years old, graduated out of high school with full nursing, out of nursing. She did 2-year nursing, and she's going on to be a RN. And when we went to fill the scholarship out, the lady said, I got some good news for you. She said, y'all going to be so happy when I say this. And I was sitting there wondering what she finna say. She said, we have a program for grandparents that take care of their children. They said, we're going to give her a full 4-year scholarship, and she ain't got to pay a dime. They said, we're going to even pay her what she don't even have to take a job. We'll pay her just to go to school. Tell me God won't bless you. Sometimes it's a while coming, but if you hold on. Amen. I believe as David said, they that wait upon the Lord. Isaiah said, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. Tell somebody, I've been running a long time. I ain't weary and I ain't tired yet. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Tell somebody, I ain't finna faint. I done come too far now to let the devil fool me and tell me to give up now. I ain't fixing to faint now. I done come too far now. As the old preacher say, he should have got me when he had me. He fooled around and let me go. Now he in trouble. I enjoy what I do. I'm miserable when I ain't preaching. I enjoy when I preach. I got a passion. We got to get a passion. When you got a passion, you can tell people with passion. Amen. They'll be singing off key, but they'll keep on singing. Some of them ain't clapping on time, but they keep on clapping. And they don't care about you looking at them funny either. They going to keep on singing that song because they feel like they singing that song good. They be like, don't mess with me while I praise God. And I enjoy people like that. I enjoy people that can sing, even if they ain't on key. They still singing with everything they got. They pray, and they pray like it's a room full of folks. You know how you praying, and everybody's sitting around looking, but you up there, Lord, send a miracle. You look out there, 10 folks just looking at you. See, I know what I'm talking about. I've been on the road a long time. This make 31 years for me evangelizing. 31 years on the road preaching the gospel. I started out early, but I thank God, amen. And I know how it is, be praying out of your spirit, and you look up and people just sitting there looking. That don't stop you. You keep on saying, God, we need you to move in here. Lord, we need you to move. We need a move of God. We need a move of God. Man, I was watching the news last night, and it's just disturbing to see all this killing. Young men getting killed. People retaliating, police dying. People say, you know, wonder what's wrong. I'm like, I can tell you. There's a devil. And there are some spirits that have came up from the pits of hell, whether you believe it or not. The word of God says, in a nation that forget God, will be turned into hell. Right now, things are disturbing in the White House. We don't really have anyone, this is my opinion, we don't really have any good person that's even trying to run to be the president of this nation. We got a man that'll say anything. I don't get that. He'll just say what come out of his mouth, the top. He never thinks about what he says. He done offended everybody. It's a wonder ain't nobody shot him down yet. He offend everybody. And I said, what kind of leadership? Then we got a woman that just about agree with anything. We got everything can go on now. Nobody is concerned about nothing now. Everybody trying to be friends with everybody. And somewhere in the middle of it, we lost God. And we said, we need to pray. And I said, well, we should have been praying. We certainly got to pray now, but when we see things getting out of hand, we don't need to wait till they get out of hand. We need to start bombarding the heavens when we go to seeing things happening, not wait till it gets so drastic. So now we just stuck, and all we got to do is ask God to help us to make it. Help us to make it through this time that we're going through. And like I say, it's just chaotic. And we're in a nation that has forgot about God. It's just a simple fact. They've just eluded God out of everything. And that's why we're in the condition. But there's still going to be a people that the Bible say there's a remnant. There is a people that's going to walk in total victory in this hour. And I believe it. Amen. Our pastor told us, don't curse the darkness. He said, turn on the light. The Bible said, we are the light of the world. City that is set on a hill cannot be hid. In the midst of darkness, we got to have some people that will stand up and show the light. We got to have some people that will still stand for old-fashioned rules and regulation. It don't make no difference whether it's in your family or somebody else's family. Somebody got to have a standard. Somebody got to say something about what's going on in our nation. Amen. Get your Bibles. I'm going to not try to hold you too long, but I would like to maybe work with a series starting tonight. I want to start with, if the Lord allow me to, restoration is what I want to be dealing with, restoration, if I can, for the next 2 days, unless God change my mind. I want to preach on restoration. Turn with me to the book of Joel. And I want to read a little tonight and maybe kind of just take my time with the scriptures and give it to y'all like God give it to me. Joel, the first chapter. And I'm going to read some scripture from here and then I'm going to go over to the second chapter. But Joel, beginning at the first chapter, the first verse said, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Had this been did in your days, or even in the days of your fathers, tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. We are responsible for the next generation. We got grandparents in here. We got mothers in here. We got daughters in here. Most of our values in life have been set from our mothers, daddy passed down to us. The values that we have, we try to pass down to our children. That's the way we have to do it because we have to prepare the next generation for what God is doing. A lot of people don't, I can't just say some of them just don't didn't have maybe the bringing up that some of us did, because I had a mother and a daddy both in the home. And I never saw them fuss. I never saw them call each other names. And when I look at the generation under me, the way that they do, I'd be like, where did they learn that from? I'm going to deal with us. I'm dealing with my own kids. When I see some of the things that they do, I'd be like, where did they learn that from? Because they didn't get that from me. I didn't teach my children some of the stuff that I can see young people do. When I see them in the grocery store cussing little 4 and 5 year old children, I don't know if y'all ever seen that before. You be in the Walmart aisle over, you hear somebody cussing like a sailor, what we used to say. You go over there and see some mama cussing their little child out. What would that child learn? Spread that to the next generation. That's when I said we have to be responsible for the generation under us to get this word, get this down in them. I don't care what the people call it, old-fashioned, or you ain't up to date, or you don't know what you're doing. It was good enough to bring me, and I tried some tricks in my days. I ain't always been saved. I tried a few tricks that my parents, like, you didn't learn that. What did you get that from? I learned some things on my own that mom and daddy didn't teach me. That which the palmer worm had left had the locust eaten. That which the locust had left had the canker worm eaten. And that which the canker worm had left had the caterpillar eaten. Look, Joel is dealing with the people of God. He's not dealing with worldly folks. He's dealing with the people of God. He's letting them know that he uses natural to show spiritual. So he's telling them an invasion of locusts and caterpillar and cankerworm that's finna take over the land because of the state that the people of God was in at that time. He said things gonna change, because sometimes it takes things to drive us back to God. God knows when we get off track. And what I like about God, he loves us enough that he chasing us and put us back. You ought to thank God for chastening. Because the Bible said, whom he loved, he chastened. He chastened the son. And that's what feel good. But there's got to be some love there for them to be concerned enough to say, boy, I'm going to keep you out of jail. No whooping seems limbs. I don't even know if it's even anywhere. But them things will leave a whelp. Did to go cross town. Don't go there no more. I didn't go there. Well, then weep and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is land strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion. He hath barked my fig tree. He had made it clean bare and cast it away. The brand, the insects and stuff get a hold to him, that they strip them, and it leaves a white place on of natural things that's coming, is cleaning up, or they're devouring. Girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the Lord ministers mourn. He said, we need to mourn. We pray, but I can remember the crying and the it's a certain tone. It's wrong, not naturally. When you hear a certain tone that your children scream, you know that was falling down or something. He said, we need to weep, howl at the altar. The new wine is dried up, the oil language. Look, he said, the field right now, this nation is mourning. For the corn is wasted. Not really gone, it's just selling. It's still all around, but it's slow. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, how ye vine dressers for the wheat and for. He said, be ashamed, who? Us that know the ways of God. Field is perished. The vine is dried up and the fig tree languished. Even all the trees of the field are withered because joy is withered. Things get in chaos, everything shows it. The land shows it. Even the animals in the field, they recognize when things are out of away from the sons of men. If we ever in this hour need to reach for joy, this is an hour for it. People of God, to try to steal your joy, because if the enemy can rob you of your joy, he knows thy hands up. When things are going good, we still should lift our hands up. Ask of God with everything that we get. Amen. Jesus said, this joy I give you is not like zest that the enemy, no matter what happens, we still can give God a praise. We still, any test you're going through, real joy with take you when your body is going through and you don't you goes on and still come to the house of God. Though your body should lose your joy. Joel 2. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is, but the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? There, and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Look, even though Joe crossed the nation that's going to devastate the crops, that's going to just wreck everything. We go through some bad things in life, but God has always got an answer for us. And though God take us through some things, the reason why he do, because God said, I know the thoughts that expected in. God has an expected in for the people of God. Even though we're going through a time and people in trouble, yet God is toward his people. God said, turn. We can't have do what we're doing. Amen. You ain't going to have do it. Amen. The old saints said, 99 now. Our heart in the fasting and praying and seeking God. And rend your heart and not your garments. And turn it to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of a great kindness, and repented him of the evil. It said, God said, if you do this, he said, that God is gracious. The Bible says he's gracious and merciful, slow to anger. It takes some things to really just get God to go into what? Amen. Devastation come. But when he does, he always leaves something. He don't destroy everything. God always leaves a witness. Even when Job was going through, the Bible said that when Job went through and lost everything that he had, there was always one witness that came back and said, look, I was in the field. When I looked across the field, I saw God leaves a witness behind. God has some witness in this hour, amen, that can take us through it. We will hear what a witness said and tell you, look, I've been where you at right now. Sometimes just listening to people's testimony or looking at what they're going through can cause you not to go through it. Sometime in a bad marriage, if you've been through one, you can tell somebody, look, I know what you're going through, but it ain't gonna always be like that. He said, and it repented him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify fast. Call a solemn assembly. Look, he said, blow the trumpet. The Bible said, if the trumpet make an uncertain sound, who shall know to prepare for the battle? Amen. We got to be sure and steadfast in this hour. When we call it, stand on what God told you to do. Amen. Call the assembly together. Call the church together. Say, look, this day we just getting out here praying for this nation because we need a miracle. We need God to move. We need God to do something in this nation. We need God to help this murdering spirit. Because it ain't getting no better, it's getting worse. So we need some people that would get on their face and look, God, I know some things been loose, but God, can you turn it around before innocent people are dying? Sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the chamber and the bride out of her closet. Look, he said, this is so serious. He said, I need you to call her. I need you to get the babies. I need you to get the infants. I need you to get everybody together. She got to wait for a little while. We need God to move. We need people gathering together and reaching out for God to move in this hour. Watch in the altar and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy head. They say among the people, where is their God? He said, look at here. He said, let in the midst of this, spare the people of God. In the midst of going through, God, spare the people of God. For those that inheritance to the heathen, that they should rule over us. There's no way that the devil should have back trying to turn. Yes, he is trying to turn me back, but I ain't listening at the devil. I'm looking at what God is getting. Amen. We have to have a move of God, and we're going to see revival. We have to get the people ready. People that's preparing themselves, that's doing everything they can. We said we want revival. It's going to take us out. It's going to keep us crying out, Lord, send revival. Amen. We need this community. We need the people in this community to know, trying to pull those that's on the street, those that's out there selling crack, those that are bound by crack. We're trying to reach the destitute in this hour. Send revival, God. We ain't asking for church folk for thy inheritance. I don't know what we've been crying out for, but I've been crying out, God, give me the heathen. Heathen. Give me those that don't know your God. Give me the heathen for my inheritance. Truly it's cleansed with somewhere something wrong, because Jesus, the word of God is right. Jesus said the few, but it looked like that the laborers are plenteous in this house. We need some people that's crying. crying out for street people. We need some people that's crying out for the lost in this hour. We need some people that are crying out for the heathen. The Bible says, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you anyway. So if I seek God and his kingdom somewhere, God got to bless me. I ain't got to worry about the new car. If I seek God somewhere, the new car is coming. The Bible says, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. Peter said, Lord, we done left all. And what do we have? Jesus said, no man in this life or no woman have left his mother, father. Children shall not in this lifetime receive 100-fold, and in life to come, eternal life. Nothing that we do for Christ shall fail. I'm saying, Lord, show me those that need deliverance. I ain't worrying about the car and the home right now. I'm reaching out for souls, Lord. Amen. I'm reaching out for people, Lord, that need you in this hour. Give me the heathen, God. Let that be my inheritance. People that don't know you get to know. Let me be a light that will shine, that when people see me, they want to see Christ. Then he said, and the people said, where is their God? Well, most of the world saying, now, I ain't really worried about church. Well, I don't see nothing different there. I ain't saying here. Y'all some good people. I'm really honest. Y'all some good people. I know y'all love God. I know y'all love me. I love y'all. But there's some places in churches, everything ain't like it is here. You see everything go on, and that's what the people be saying, well, what's the difference? I don't see no difference. I don't see nothing. It's sad when people don't see nothing in you, and folks look and say, I went to church, same one was out there. I seen them at the club. Okay. Now, I believe grace to the fullest. The price been paid. We can't pay for it. But grace don't give you a free ticket to do anything. It don't give you a free ticket to act like you want to act, do what you want to do, act like you want to do. Grace does not do that. He said, then will the Lord be jealous for his land. I'm getting to the good part. I had to get through the bad part first. Sometimes we have to go through the bad to get the good. We'll never know what the good is if we ain't seen the bad. Now, y'all know I'm finna go here. You don't know you got a good man till you got stuck with the booger bear. If you ain't had a booger bear, you don't know. If you done had a booger bear and something good come along, you know. You know, I had the booger bear, and now I got the good thing. Okay, sisters, I'm going to help the brothers out. Y'all don't know. Unless you got stuck with Susie on the corner, you don't never know where she at. Then here come Ruth. You never knew it was a Ruth because you had Susan. But once God delivered you from Susan and you saw Ruth, you realized, now I know what God has for me. He said, then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. What you telling me? Bad times, God looking down on the church. He see the people going through in the church, and God said, that's enough. All right. God removes his hand sometime, and the enemy come in like a storm. The Bible said when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up. Amen. That God said, okay, that's enough right now. They done been through enough, and I see they still standing. I see they still got joy. I see they still glad. That's enough. Get your hands off. Take your hands off. I'm not going to let you take them through nothing else. I'm going to give them a break. It's just good to get a break every now and then when you're going through one test after another. So, Lord, give me a break. God said, okay, I'm going to give you a break this season. I'm going to let you go a whole year without anything. I'm just going to let you walk in the blessing. I'm just going to let you be joy. I'm just let you be happy all year long before another test comes. Man, you see that good time and what you came out of? I remember a time when I didn't have nothing. I didn't even have no meat. All I had was beans. I was going through then. I ain't even have meat. I had a few slices of bacon, but I found that if I throw that in the beans, it would be pretty good. I didn't go hungry. I was glad for them beans. I don't know what y'all talking about. We ate whatever was put on the table. If you didn't like it, you just didn't get nothing. When mom and daddy cook, you sit there, I don't eat that. Okay, just go to bed then. You found out you love beans. My mama went to California for a month and left my daddy there. My daddy cooked beans every day. And when we stopped in the beans, he went to making bean pies. I'm like, good Lord, I'd be glad when mama come home. I ain't never seen nobody prepare beans them many ways. Then I knew when I got on my own with them kids, I was cooking beans every day and I was happy. Cornbread every day. This ain't never seen nobody eat cornbread every day. I cook cornbread every day and I was glad to see them beans and cornbread. So I thank God now when I can sit down and order a whole slab of Ruby Tuesday ribs, tell somebody God good. He said, yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. Look, when God looked down and God said, now they've been through enough, God said, now comes the joy time. I'm going to send you oil. I'm going to send you wine. I'm going to satisfy you. Ain't nothing like when you eat a good meal and be satisfied. You can't hardly eat no more. You feel so good. And you can go lay down and take your good nap. God said, look, I'm going to feel my people till they're satisfied. And when they get satisfied, I'm going to let them lay down and I'm going to let them get a good rest. The Bible says there is a rest for the people of God. God said, he getting ready to let some of y'all rest in this hour. You've been struggling. You've been having hard times. You've been barely making it, struggling from week to week, from month to month, year to year. But God said, I'm going to bring in a season where I'm going to bring in the oil, the wine. I'm going to satisfy you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'll no more make you a reproach among the heathen. What the world doing now, they may see us down, but they ain't counted us out in this hour. And God said, I'm finna take the reproach away from the body of Christ, because I got a people, I got a remnant that will stand up for me, that have not given in. I'm getting ready to take the reproach away. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and I will drive them into a land barren and desolate. Skip down to 21. It said, fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Tell somebody great things. God getting ready to do some great things in my life. I prophesy to somebody next you. Say, God finna do some great things in your life. God finna move for you. God finna answer some of them prayers that them went up years ago. God finna do some great things in our life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be not afraid. He said, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. He said, the wilderness, them dry places. The wilderness represent a place of dryness, a place where things can't hardly grow, a place of wild beasts. He said, but they're getting ready to spring forth, for the tree bearing her fruit. He said, I'm getting ready to bring fruit back into the house of God. I'm getting ready to bring fruit. The Bible says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and your fruit shall remain. Tell somebody, I'm getting ready to bring forth fruit, and it ain't gonna leave me, it's gonna remain. The enemy ain't gonna be able to take it from me. Your fruit shall remain. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Listen, he said, be glad, ye children of Zion. This is a time now when we are in chaos, but the church should be rejoicing, because right before breakthrough, right before the breaking of dawn, it's the darkest hour. Right before we get a breakthrough, we're going to be done with through the darkest hour and darkest time of our life. But God said, I'm getting ready to give you daybreak. I'm getting ready to give you a breakthrough. I'm getting ready to move for you. He will rejoice in the Lord, for he have given you the former rain moderately. What God been doing, it's just been coming in steps. It's just been coming a little bit here and a little bit there. He said he has given you the former rain moderately, which means that it's more than a little bit, but it ain't exactly what I need. But God said he's given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain. Tell somebody, I felt the rain the rain to come down. The rain is the first step for restoration. Tell somebody, I feel the rain every now and then. I've been feeling the sprinkling. I can feel that God getting ready to do something more. I've been feeling in my spirit that that's just for. First step is the rain. Now listen at the 24th verse. And the floor shall be. Tell somebody, the second step is overflow. Tell somebody, I've been feeling the rain, but right now I'm getting ready to feel overflow in my life until I can't contain it. David said, my cup runneth over. Now somebody's about to move in the house of God. You know, when you get a kid and the rain comes, you be a splash of the Holy Ghost. That's so much water. It's moving under my feet. Tell somebody, overflow. Overflow in the body of Christ. I'm going to give you more than what you asked for. And the floor shall be full, overflow with wine and oil. Somebody, God getting ready to restore. God said, I will restore. Hallelujah. Restore. I want to give you two definitions of restore. I'm going to give you the restoration. He said, Webster say it's the action of returning something to God out of restore. But I'm going to take it a step further, because I want to tell you the biblical meaning of the word restoration is to receive back more than one had, other than the original condition. Tell somebody, the biblical state lets me, biblical, it means that God is going to give me more. I got to receive back. Point is, the final state is greater than the original state. It's improved above measure. Tell somebody, above measure. Press down. Running over. Shaking together. Press down. Shake it together. Hallelujah. He said, and I will restore to you the years that the locust. Tell somebody, the locust, hallelujah, in the dictionary, or when I pulled it up, it said the locust itself, but they come in swarms. Tell somebody, I know the enemy trying to swarm to the other, because he's a locust. He swarms. They can travel up to 100 miles a day. Listen, God say, I'm getting the years that look like I wasn't barely making it. As I said, the years when I car, hallelujah, trying to get it started. Yeah, I could hop where a car, honey. You just show me them wires. I learned, I hooked them wires up together. I was a hot wire sister, but I made it to the house of God and tried to devour everything that was in sight. It came against me one thing after another. His word, I believe in his promise, and something great is about to happen. And the body ready to restore all those things you've gone through. I'm going to restore the years. You know how it is when you put in for your Social Security, they tell you you can't get it. But they got to give me from the day I started. And the day I put in for my Social Security, they got some piled up blessings that's getting ready to come your way. The cankerworm, now listen, the cankerworm is able to destroy one time. And look, a cankerworm is able to camouflage himself. Well, what you saying to me? He's trying to blend in, ease and easy. He's trying to camouflage himself to make it look like blend in, trying to get us to go astray, trying to get us to do right, do wrong when we know to do right. That's the cankerworm camouflaging himself in the body of Christ. But God said, I see the cankerworm. I see them camouflaging themselves to come up the body of Christ, but I'm getting ready to do something with the cankerworm. He said, and the caterpillar. Now listen at this, the caterpillar is the worst because it feeds on other plants. It's the most serious problem to agriculture. It's the most, the caterpillar is the worst because they are called eating machines. Anything that they set their mind to, they eat up all vegetation. Hallelujah. But God say, I got my eye on the caterpillar. I got my eye on that thing that's been trying to destroy you. That thing that's been trying to take your joy. That's been trying to make you lose hope. He said, I got my eye and I'm getting ready to restore unto you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you and my people shall never be ashamed. I ain't ashamed. God said my people ain't gonna never be ashamed no matter what they went through. That's why I said I ain't ashamed to tell y'all that I ate beans. I ain't ashamed to say I didn't how I had the hot wire car, because I'm not ashamed, because God done brought me through too much. He's been too good to me. I can't be ashamed because I know where I was when God delivered me. I was on my way to the nightclub. Hallelujah. I drove in there. Hallelujah. I loved the club. I love the club. Now, I've been knowing God since a baby, because my mama brought me up in the church. My daddy was a Baptist preacher, and y'all done heard me say that. My mama was a Church of God in Christ mother. So I said, from the morning bench to the altar, because the Baptist people put you on the morning bench and make you sit there all week. And at the end of the week, they'll ask you, do you, we got any converts? I'm educating some of y'all, because y'all, that's the way they did in the Baptist church. You go all week to the day revival. They'll sit you on them chair, and at the end of the week, they said, do we got any converts? Well, you know, raise your hand. Your mom and dad done put you on that week. You've been there all week long, act like you don't know nothing. So we raise our hand. We were converts. When I got a little bit older, we went to the Church of God in Christ with my mom. Got around you. I said, if you came in, how they blew your hair. Stuff. God needs to deliver you. I said, I wore out a lot of Church of God. My mom had took me to revival, so I had to at least act like I wanted some. So when they asked, did I want to be saved? So they gather around you, and you be saying, thank you, Jesus, Jesus. Do anybody know? All they be saying, you be going, thank you, Jesus, Jesus. And they all be around you clapping, saying, thank you, Jesus, fall out. Tell you how. And I was waiting on them to say, stop saying thank you, Jesus, Jesus, because literally I was tonight. I was on my way to the club tonight, and I made a circle. And I was driving down this street, and it was, I don't never stop for people on the corner, because you don't never know what people getting in your car. But over, he jumped in the car. He said, you know what? God want to do something in your life. He said, it's club night. I went to my friend night. We all said, we're going to go to revival tonight. We wasn't ever going to go out since this revival. I want to go out. They said, it's a young man coming through. I said, I'm going to go out. I was sitting in the back of the church. Pray like that in my entire life. I was like, what is he got? That is what he got is what I need. So he called for a prayer line. And me like, what's wrong with her? But I got in the prayer line, and right at that moment, my all the mothers in the church, when my heart got ready, man, I got the Holy Ghost. I turned on in. They were trying to fan me like they do in the Baptist church. They were fanning me because they thought I had the linear. I got filled with the Holy Ghost in 1979, and I've been running for Jesus, right? But the song said, I went to a meeting one night. Sometimes we go to a meeting, our heart, something got a hold to me that night that changed my life, that delivered me. That fear, something got a hold of me. And you should know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God. And not ask afterward, list after it shall come to pass afterward. Well, we know the Bible says he's coming back for a people without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish. So yes, but we are striving to be perfect. And when this thing get perfect, that's when Jesus is getting the people together, that is getting their heart right, that is getting things right. And after we've been through the rain, after we walked in overflow, after God has the word, he said that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Tell my children, that includes your husband, that includes your wife, that includes that stray. He said, I'm going to pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Prophesy. What are you saying? You God making him a preacher. God making her a preacher. Right? You done prayed for him. You done brought him to church. Now let God do something in their life. God say even it's not in vain. You toiled over that thing. You toiled over that boy. You not taking nothing. Nevertheless. Tell somebody nevertheless. God getting ready. He's I'm going to pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. eldership. Prophesy. Stand on God's word, for I don't care what it look like. And say, you said my daughter gonna prophesy. She might not be in church right now. She might be doing everything. Son gonna preach. He out way out on left field. He's selling drugs. He doing stuff. Prophesy. Oh, men should dream dreams. Don't give up. I've been laboring. I still got a dream. I believe something great in my ministry. I said, God, I'm looking for where I lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I got a dream that the dead gonna ever kill your dream. Care how old you get. And also upon the sick. And I will show wonders in the heavens, in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass. I'm going to end with this and pick up tomorrow. Shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Come to pass. Not that they done got everything together. When God got a, some of y'all children coming there just spectating, and God gonna get a hold to, gonna turn their whole little hold to them. They ain't gonna let them go this time. I know they've been pulled in and went back out. Pulled to me one day. I couldn't shake it. I couldn't turn it loose. God said, that's what I'm getting ready to do for singing. God gonna turn their whole life around. That's whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be whom the Lord shall call. Our prayers ain't been in vain. I always encourage parents wherever I go. I don't care what your kids doing now. They do stuff that's shameful. But some gonna get for my children that he won't deliver. My mom and daddy prayed for me. It took a season. Don't you give up on yours. I don't care what they doing. I don't care what state they're in. Don't you give up on your family. Don't you, till they walk in the church one day and get delivered and all your prayers are answered and your heart wasn't in vain. My years of praying wasn't in vain. My years of seeking God wasn't in vain. My years of bring deliverance in Jerusalem, which is the church, which is the body of Christ. And he said, I'm up by the restoration. Restoration. I'm receiving. I'm getting back more than what? Turning back to my original state of condition. I'm taking the Bible definition that I'm going to do a bump and tell somebody I feel restoration in my spirit. Stand to your feet all over the blue, you Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sister Melinda, come play a little bit. And I just want to feel that. Just come. Let's just gather around the altar for just a few minutes to hit this area, to hit our children, to hit our loved ones. We're going to pray for rescue of Jesus. Lord, we